Austin Stolk and Isaac Schaefer, the co-head football coaches over at Arweva, join us today for our preseason interviews, getting ready for the season. We're right about a week away from it, but gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having
Thank
us,
you.
Tyler.
You two are coming into the job together here this year for Arweva. Of course, Chris Peterson kind of stepping down from that football role after a lot of really good years under his belt at Arweva. You two take over the position after being assistant coaches for about a year or so. So talk to me, both of you, just how has it been transitioning from that assistant role into the head football coaching role?
It's been great, Tyler. It's been nice kind of bouncing ideas off of each other and, you know, taking responsibilities off of each other. It was nice all summer when I had to work early mornings. Isaac was in the weight room with the guys and, you know, he was able to do a lot of the equipment stuff that I don't get to. So it's nice that we are able to share a lot of duties as far as that goes. And it's also nice that last year, Coach P, he kind of gave us some responsibility, lean us into the role of being co-head coach.
Then kind of off of that, I mean, for me, at least, it's kind of nice to have Austin since he's been head coach for baseball and just kind of he's kind of helped me through this. And same with Coach P last year, just kind of
talk to me about how summer workouts have been going and how the first few practices have gone as well.
With summer workouts, I think we were pretty good. Basically, every guy showed up to all the workouts. There are some occasions here, there like the county fair, which is totally acceptable, some family vacations. Mm-hmm. But all in all, they showed up to every summer workout. Most of them showed up to the few open fields we had, and most of our kids got to Central Camp. So far during our camp practice, everything's been going pretty solid.
Talk to me about what the team looks like this year. I know when it comes to all of our area schools for 8-man, Arweva tends to be, you know, a smaller class, but, you know, a tiny but mighty class, as I like to say. So what does the team look like this year for just numbers-wise and sort of those athletes that you're kind of watching for?
Numbers-wise, Tyler, we're a little bit down this year. You know, we had a couple guys kind of decided not to go out. And, you know, normally we have within the 16 to 18 range. We're just a few guys down from that, which is, you know, obviously a big deal. You got to put guys on the field and guys that are in shape enough and have the mentality enough to play both sides of the ball. You know, we feel like we have a strong core. We have five seniors that are extremely great leaders for us. They do a nice job leading by example, as well as putting guys in places or where they need to be in the offensive or defensive set or wherever the case may be. So it really helps having good leadership. And then the younger guys have kind of followed suit. And, you know, as far as practice goes so far, the guys have been busting pretty hard for this last week and then in camp as well. And like Coach Schaefer said, all summer too. So we're excited for, you know, to have these next eight practices before our game starts. And, you know, we hope to keep trending forward on, especially the mental part and then the conditioning side of things.
Austin, you and I had the pleasure of being under the coaching powers there of Coach P, and you know, he built that program up to what it is now, and you guys are handing the baton over to you. Of all the things you've seen so far this summer and all the practices you've had, what are some of those things you like to see on offense and defense, and are there any adjustments you like to see there?
You know, Coach P, he's one of the best coaches that I had personally, and I'm sure you can attest to that as well. Mm-hmm. You learn, learn things about football. You learn a lot of things about life in general as well. I had 1 year, you know, when I was in high school, of him being my head coach, and then I've now been coaching with him for, this will be the fifth year. So, yeah, it's great to have him. We run a lot of schemes that he ran because, you know, the guy, we have a lot of seniors that are used to it, and it worked. Kind of a unique defense that we piggyback off of what he did. And his schematic ways of going things, practice-wise, kind of the same way. We tweak some stuff here and there. But Coach P was just the ultimate coach for us. And, yeah, like you said, Tyler, we had some good times with him. Yeah, it was nice to have him as a mentor for the last, well, now it's basically been the last 7 years.
And then Coach Schaefer, what were some of those things on defense you wanted to see from your players here this season?
I mean, kind of go off of Austin. Coach P did a lot of good things on defense. I'm planning to keep. Some of the things I learned from my other coaches, try to mix in, but see how that works. Try mix some stuff from 11-man scheme to an 8-man scheme. Just be toying with the ideas and bouncing ideas off of Coach Stoke here and see what works, what doesn't at practice, and hopefully it can translate into the game and we can make some good plays.
So when you kind of take a look at your schedule for this year, what are some of those games you believe are winnable this season for you guys?
You know, Tyler, we're going into with the mentality that, you know, if we work as hard as we can, and we don't have the most size, we both say that we don't have the most size. We definitely we're quick, and we have some speed. We're quick up front, quick at moving the feet. So, I mean, really, yeah, we understand probably most teams we play, you know, might have a few more pounds on us, but we've been telling our guys, you guys got to be the guys that work the hardest. You got to be the guys that that are going to deliver the blow first. And you got to be the guys that are in the most shape. You know, we only have 14 healthy guys at the moment. I personally, I'm sure Coach Schaefer can say the same thing. We see every game as winnable, but you can. It's pretty easy to say, but you got to show up and play. And our guys got to do their job every Friday night.
We come into the season here next week, weeks one and two. You got St. Edmund at home, and then another home game with Kingsley Pearson. What are some of the early thoughts of those two contests?
Some of that is St. Edmund. They're going to 8-man for the first year, so we had to figure out what they could play and could do and all that. With Kingsley, we played them last year in the playoffs. We kind of knew what and understand what we did wrong and what we need to fix there.
What are some of those things that you'd like to see fixed?
Well, they had a couple guys that were extremely quick that got the edge on us a few times, and we had they had some good power up front as well as at the backs. It was kind of a back and forth game for a while. And then in the third quarter, they kind of just took off with the game. But our guys just they understand that, you know, going back and watch the film, hey, you blew your one responsibility on defense, and in the type of defense that we play. It's little things that, you know, you can't let one guy get the edge, or it's going to be tough to recover. And our guys, you know, they've watched film on that game. You know, we'll just have to adjust in week two.
One last thing for you too. I know it must be a kind of a dream come true to come over and coach high school football and really teach kids lessons that you learned all throughout your years of playing the sport and whatnot. What are some of those lessons, those life lessons, game lessons that you're trying to instill in these players here this year?
Some of that is just, keep going 100% on every play. I know we don't have the biggest numbers and all that, but we have to play 100% every play you're on the field. That's the number one thing there. Some of that is also having good character, just have high energy, and just be excited to be on the field and make big plays.
Kind of piggybacking off that, Tyler, we have a really good group of guys. And you know, we might not have 30, 40 kids like most schools, but we've been through the ropes. We've had this before, you know, seniors, juniors, they've been through the ropes. They know how it is, how hard you have to work, what it takes. But our guys, you know, I think they understand that from last year and the year before, it, like Coach said, it takes consistency. Coach P harped on consistency. Consistency is, you know, the number one thing other than, you know, character. Consistency is the number one thing for winning on the field, but character is one of the number one things for winning off the field. So, yeah, it's awesome for us to be able to coach together. Like you said, being assistants last year, now we can be head coaches together. A lot of guys returning from last year. Yeah, we're looking forward to just seeing our guys continue to work hard, bring the consistency, like Coach said, bring some energy, and do everything with class and with character.
Is there anything else you guys like to mention about this team, the upcoming season, or just anything I didn't ask you here today?
I don't think so, Tyler. Thank you guys. I can say this in advance because I know you guys always do excellent every year. With Jeff and you and everybody over there at the radio station. So, but no, we're looking forward to the season. And like I said, we got a good group of leaders that we're excited to see lead the way. Like we said, we're small but mighty. Looking forward to the challenges on Friday nights.
Austin Isaac, once again, thank you so much for joining me, and we wish you good luck here this season.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Thank you.